We want to introduce to you Jonathan Corpus, who is in the Kauai Community Correctional Center. He's been there a long time. He is a man who has had a very good life. Jonathan had two cars, a home, children, a good job. He'll explain himself. Jonathan, let's hear your story. We really appreciate your using your name and giving of your experience to all the young people out there in cyberspace.
My name is Jonathan Corpus. I'm here for forgery. I cashed checks so I could get drugs. I stole the checks from my mom. I was addicted to crystal methamphetamine and was sentenced to 5 years here in jail.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
When did you start taking drugs and what did you start with?
I started marijuana, I think in 1987 when I was 16. The only reason why I did it is because my friends were doing drugs and I always thought that, you know, if whatever they're doing, I should do the same thing so that they like me, I guess.
What did the drugs cost you?
I had a lot of things that I'd saved because of my job. I'm a baker. I've been a baker for 7 years. And I seen a friend that I knew that had been using crystal meth, so I decided to ask him, maybe just for something to do on the weekend. I guess the addiction came back, you know. So I got back into that, and my life since then, I lost everything. I sold everything. I started stealing from my parents. I started stealing from my sister, my cousins, everybody. And the want for the drug is so strong that you're willing to do everything that you never thought you could do. It's a really dangerous drug.
Do you have children?
I have three children.
What's happened with the children as a result of the drugs?
I haven't been there for most of their lives. It's just like they're left without a dad.
What would you say to kids who want to do drugs?
If you like living, I mean living normal lives, being able to get a job, being able to keep a job, being able to buy a car and keep that car without ever having to worry about selling it for drugs, without having friends look at you and saying things like, what's going on with you, what's wrong with you? I mean, you're going to, because the physical effects of ice, you can see it. You lose a lot of weight, start getting pimples on your face, you start getting paranoid, your eyes, you know, flinch, and people around you start staring at you. I mean, I lost 2 years, 3 years out of my life. I mean, there's nothing, no purpose whatsoever because of the drug. I lost everything, house, car, family, friends, sister, brother, cousin, my children, everybody. They don't trust me because I stole for the drugs. They don't trust me because they don't know if the drug has long, you know, have any long-term effects on my brain that I might be, you know, dangerous. So they don't even come to see me here in jail. I'm doing time. I hardly get visits. If you want to lose everything, drugs will do that to you.
Well, most of these kids think they can handle it.
Crystal methamphetamine is not alcohol. It's not smoking cigarettes. It's a drug that makes you want it so badly that you'll do anything for it. It affects anybody. I don't care who you are. No one can handle the drug. No one can. There's no way you can control how much you take. You're still going to want more. If this is the amount you take today, you're going to take double that amount the next day.
Well, let's talk about the drug situation on the island. How many people are there on the island who are dealers, big-time dealers?
Maybe about 100, I'd say, big-time dealers. As far as like how many people use drugs, I mean, everybody I knew that was outside was affected by it or was using it or was selling it. I mean, a lot of people were. I don't know, maybe a third of the population of Kauai maybe have tried it or at least are involved with it in some way. Our high schools, at least over half of the population in the high schools already have tried crystal methamphetamine or are hooked on it already, at least half or more. I know that for a fact. Because a lot of my customers at the time were high school students.
How do you tell if your kid is on drugs?
Look for paranoia, differences in maybe weight loss or sometimes weight gain depending what the drug is, strange acts that they might do, being kind of secretive or always locking up their rooms, not wanting to join in family activities, not being home all the time, not having any appetite, being violent at times when they shouldn't be, being really sensitive to things you say to them, not wanting to listen to you, all those are signs. All the kids out there, you know, if there's anything that I can say, is that, you know, drugs won't do anything. And if you are already involved with it, don't be afraid. Just, you know, reach out for help. Regardless if you think you're doing pot, you're doing coke, you're doing ice, alcohol at a young age, or whatever it is, it'll all lead to something bigger sooner or later. You know, everybody says that marijuana is the beginning, and then you'll go up, you'll progress into a worse drug. And no matter what you think, nobody's will is strong enough to resist. You know, I don't think anybody is. It'll take everything away from you, even your last breath of life.
Jonathan, we want to thank you for telling your story in such an honest way, such an articulate way. You really reached the heart of young people, not only on the island of Kauai, but in many countries of the world who tune into Today at Kauairinam, our cyberspace ashram. And I'm sure, Jonathan, that you have made a difference.